Checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on what was the first Board of License Commissioners meeting for 2025. Happy New Year, Nikki.
Happy New Year to you as well. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you. We're all recovered from the holidays, and now we're just trying to stay warm.
Yes, it's going to get cold next week.
I saw high temperatures in the single digits, so yay!
Hopefully we're hitting the peak, and we're going to start now going towards spring.
I hope so. I hope so.
Positive.
So you started out, you're easing into 2025 in the license board, right?
Yes, it was a light meeting, only three items on the agenda. Unfortunately, right at the last minute, Chief Jackson wasn't able to make the meeting due to a fire yesterday in Quincy Point area. But we had four members, and so that is a quorum. So we got going right at 4 o'clock with agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the South Shore Children's Chorus for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for the Evening of Impact fundraiser event at Woodward School, 1102 Hancock Street. The event is Friday, March 14th. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Thomas Kelly was there to speak of the South Shore Children's Chorus. And it was founded in 2015 with a mission for children to sing. Started out with about 30 children and is up to 200 children. And there's two of them, one in Quincy, and he just said that if you don't have the money to join, they will compensate and let you join. So they want to do, there is a tuition for those that do have funds to join, but for those that don't, they don't turn anybody away. And so they're going to have a fundraising event. This will be their first one to support all the children that have now joined and are singing in this social children's chorus. And he says it's a great event. There will be past hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction, and you can find out more information and get tickets at southshorechildrenschorus.org. And they're also looking for sponsorships as well. And that went through 4-0.
Very nice. I'm sure that's a great opportunity for a lot of youngsters who don't have that chance to sing in their communities.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Number two was a hearing regarding the request of Hero Hospitality Group, Inc., doing business as Crown and Quarry Cafeteria for a common victual license for the cafe at 1200 Crown Colony Drive. Proposed manager, He Tran. Proposed hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. He Tran is a Quincy resident and has over 25 years in the restaurant business with his family, and is excited about opening up the cafeteria there at the Fox Rock building. And that also went through 4-0. Agenda item number three was hearing regarding the request of GP Auto LLC for a Motor 2 and garage repair license at 333 Quarry Street due to a change of ownership. Currently, S&W Automotive. Proposed manager, Giovanni Pimenta. Proposed hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Giovanni was there. He has 30 years experience. He has a place in Pembroke and is excited to come to Quincy. And there's going to be no changes at the location. Detective Brown was there and spoke to him about how many cars he can have on the license. According to the city ordinance, And that will go into effect as of today. So that went through 4-0 as well. We accepted the minutes from the December 17th hearing and waived the reading, and our next hearing will be on January 28th. Yes,
The
quick.
end. Yes. Very good. And now that we're in the new year, I know that your office is putting together the new city census, right?
Yes, we are. We're in the process of printing all the census. We do it in-house here. The city's IT department does a wonderful job getting those 45,000 plus households ready. We'll send it out for mailing to our mailing house, and it should be hitting the mailboxes within the next 2 weeks.
Very good. And just sign it and return it unless there's any changes, right?
Yep, sign it and return it. There's postage paid envelope in there. We do encourage everybody to get that back to us as soon as you can. You can certainly drop it off here at City Hall or put it in the mail. The thing about it is, and we go over this all the time, in order to be active on the voting polls, you need to answer your city census. So come June, late June, we have to press a button and make the people that don't answer the census inactive. As much as we don't want to do it, it is the way the law is written. If you don't answer your city census, you go on the inactive list. So in order to stay active, we'd appreciate you to just answer that census, put it back in the mail to us, or drop it off here at City Hall, and we'll process it.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. There's no cost,
Yep.
and it makes things easier come election time because you would still be able to vote, but you have to go through a process first, right?
Yes, just you have to sign an affirmation that you still are at that address. The more that we can get back, the more resources that are available for grant writing, we use these numbers. We use these numbers for, educational reasons, for schools, for doctor's offices, for all of these things that people rely on grant money, police, fire, all of it is based on population. And for that, would appreciate if everybody could get it back in the mail. I mean, we've seen it since when before COVID, the numbers were going up with the response. After COVID, they've been declining over the years. So we're really gonna, put a push out there to get your census back. It helps your city. It's good resource for you if you need to prove residency when you bring your when you sign your kids up for school. If you need to prove residency, we can, supply you with a letter. Veteran Services, we give letters that you did live in Quincy, between these years, things like that, so that you can get vote veteran bonuses and things like that.
Yeah, very, very important. So just again, another urging of.
Another thing is dual citizenship, which a
Oh, yeah.
lot of people are going for now, and you have to prove that, your parents lived here, that you were in the household. All of that stuff is driven through the city census.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. All righty. If they have questions, Nikki, of course, reach out to you, your department.
Yeah, certainly, of course. The election department, 617-376-1144, 1143, and 1142. Or you can certainly email us to the clerk's office.
Okay. And is it also New Year? Is it dog license time too?
No, not
No.
yet.
Okay.
We do our dog licenses in April. So
Oh, okay.
we'll be getting right after the census, we'll be working on the dog cards, sending out the dog cards, hopefully doing another vaccination this year down at the Parks Department. That's always helpful. And we get a great response from that too. So we'll be working on that next. It's coming.
Okay, let's not rush things along. Okay. Thanks for the update, Nikki. Good to talk to you.
You as well.